Chris Powell's home was vacant when the unis arrived.
We put out an APB in case he tried to skip town.
They won't leave the city. It's where his obsession with the Genesis victim started.
We did some digging. After the assault, the GV legally changed her name to Angela Darrow.
She's hiding out. She's scared of him.
She's local, lives in some high-rise downtown.
The Genesis victim is like a drug to his psyche. We have to talk to her.
Police.
Badge and ID, please.
Sam Beth Davis, Detective Jack Larson.
Ms. Darrow? I need to talk to you about Chris Powell.
He could have followed you here.
He's been terrorizing other women.
Sick person. Can you tell us about your relationship? It's hard for me to talk about.
I know. But other women are being attacked, and we really need your help.
Please. I started dating Chris 5 years ago. He kept pressuring me to have sex, but I was a virgin. And scared. A neighbor molested me when I was a kid. Doctors called it genophobia. Chris didn't get it, so I broke up with him. After that, he became obsessed.
He started stalking you?
Broke into my house. Threatened new guys I was dating. And then one night, he kidnapped me.
Where'd he take you?
To some abandoned office building his dad owned. He raped me. No one could hear me scream.
Sorry.
Bastard said he was doing it to help me conquer my fear. I had him arrested. But he had a lot of family money. He hired a fancy lawyer who knew all the loopholes. He walked. I was terrified he was going to hurt me again. I quit my job, changed my name, dyed my hair, and moved.
When was the last time you had contact with him?
He found me 4 months ago. I came home, found dead roses in a vase in my bedroom. He's scared of heights, so I moved into this high rise. I feel safer up here.
Angela, I know you feel the system let you down. If you help me, maybe we can make this right.
I might know where he is.